Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pizza South Philly. Go where the players go. Watch all the hockey and basketball action this season for the best game in-game experience at the number one sports bar in North America. That is Chickies and Pete's. The Nick Sirianni press conference won't happen until tomorrow. But if it did happen today, and when it does happen tomorrow, it would be sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. Now, I mentioned you can watch all the hockey and basketball action at Chickies and Pete's, which you can. Sixers are home tonight. We see people filtering in. It's the 8 o'clock game tonight against the Celtics.
Celtics again.
Again.
Third time.
Third time in 10 games. Third time in 11 games, the Celtics.
Wow. And they only play four times in the regular season, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Joel Embiid will not play tonight due to knee soreness. This is the first one of those. It's the first time that he hasn't played, and it hasn't been rest. And injury management.
Yeah.
So, and I expected him to play this one. I thought that my guess would have been the plan was, if all things went right, if he plays Saturday, which he did, then he has 2 days off before today, mm-hmm. and then it'll play again until Friday. So, you know, I'm trying to not let it. I think I need you here, Ike.
Yeah.
I'm trying to not let
I'm
it
here
affect
for you.
I'm trying to not let it affect my mood.
Yeah, don't.
Because everything had gone in a – he was getting better every time he was on the court, you know.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yep.
This is a minor setback.
Okay.
And we had to we have to expect a handful of these to crop up at some point throughout the season. Right? So,
yep.
You know, like you said, this is the first one where it seemed like it's due to soreness of his knee. I guess my antennas would raise a little bit if he didn't play Friday because now he's off – essentially a whole week.
Yep.
And so he should feel better. I won't overreact to tonight. We got a young squad. Let them go out there and run. Certainly going to miss the big fella's points that he certainly provides. You're talking about point per minute when he's out there on the court. So,
again.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're certainly going to miss that. But give these guys a chance to continue to run. You know what I want to see? A little bit more Jared McCain tonight.
Yep.
See if he's back out there and he gets a little bit more into a groove and is allowed to play a little bit more. That's what I look at. The more when I don't see Embiid or Paul George out there, I just look at these young guys getting more of an opportunity to
play.
There
we go.
They get more minutes.
That's what I need.
Yeah, they get more minutes, more developing time. Because when those two guys come back, those minutes are taking away somebody's minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
Let McCain cook.
Yeah. I want to see more. He needs to get in playing shape and all of that and knock off some of the rust.
Get comfortable with that brace on there.
Yep.
Yeah. And the Sixers say that Joel will meet with team doctors and further updates will be provided as appropriate.
Okay.
Nice.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
We need to dial it back? Dial it back.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm just saying for the organization. If we need to dial it back, then go ahead and dial it back.
I think that the tough thing about – I agree with you. The tough thing about dialing it back with him is that when he's in there, he's so central to everything mm-hmm. that they do that it's almost weird to have a guy in there for 20 minutes a game who ends up being the centerpiece of everything
right.
and then not being in the game. I agree. That, like, they're going to have to figure this out.
So my not to cut you off,
yeah.
but my dialing back is more in the sense of the game being played at all.
So, in other words,
I wouldn't dial his minutes back.
Right.
But if he has to miss another game just so he can play his requisite, 28 minutes or whatever it is, 25 minutes,
yep.
then I'd do that. Yeah, I wouldn't do the whole just giving 20 minutes to be out there because I know that's frustrating to him as well. So,
yeah.
I don't need to do that. But if it means he has to miss an extra game, so be it.
So be it. There we go. So be it. Some of the issues you see, I know everyone seems to get upset with Joel at end of games, but you see at end of games, we saw on Sunday night, at end of games when they don't have...
Yeah, you need somebody.
Yeah, and because what happens is...
Paul George, too. Like, he's a one-on-one guy. He can get his shot.
And the problem is, Maxie can go one-on-one, but when... It's so easy to just get the ball out of his hands by double-teaming him real quick. So they have to run all this stuff to try to get a shot at the end of a game.
There's no mid-range game. It's not enough. It's not like a Paul George at 6'7".
Or there's nobody to run a simple action with. Mm-hmm. Because what you want to do at the end of the game, you want it to be simple. You don't want it to involve pass it to this guy, then
multiple
pass it to that
people,
guy.
Yes.
Two people. And there's no one for Maxie to really run that with.
Yeah.
So hopefully they just... win by 10 tonight. That would be the recipe.
And hopefully Jaylen Brown's not out there putting that Beijing on people's jerseys. What color jerseys are we wearing tonight? We wearing white or black?
No, I think it's the black ones.
Oh, is it
City Connects tonight?
I think it's City Connects. Not City Connects.
So it's dark blue. Yeah, the dark blue.
Dark blue. Okay. But they can see that Beijing still. They needed the black jerseys tonight. Jaylen Brown out here being a habitual... Beijing swiper on people's chest. Like, knock it off, Jaylen.
Let me ask you this as somebody who doesn't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like he's going bald.
Oh, he is.
Oh, okay.
And that's the whole problem with that Beijing. It tricks everybody.
That they're not going bald.
Yeah, they spray that stuff in your head, man. Yeah. Hey, here's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Why is he going on the court with that in his head, man? Take a shower and wash that nonsense out so you can be ready to go play a damn game. You're only sweating and having this stuff drip all down your face, getting on everybody's uniform, Shaq calling you out, Shaq in the food, and then you want to try to put it on AI. Who the hell got time to put AI spots on people's jerseys?
Yeah, it was not AI.
Yeah.
We know what it was. John in Westchester, you're on WIP.
If I was a Beijing user, I wouldn't have went that hard on him, but I'm not.
Right, so you
can. And that's what Hugh thinks I put Beijing in my beard.
No, you don't. I can see it from here.
Can't you see? Yeah, exactly.
That's hair.
Well, he's mad because my beard isn't as gray as his.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, he's older.
Yeah. John in Westchester, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
Good afternoon, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. How are you today?
We're great, John.
We don't need you to pick up the energy, John.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
And
I want to thank you, Spike, or Ike, for taking – I was going to start my greeting with Happy Veterans Day to all the men and women who have worn the uniform in peace and conflict for our services.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
What I wanted to talk about is, you know, I know that our running game seems to look really bad, but if you take away the fact that every time Barkley breaks one for 15 or 18 or 20 yards – that we get a holding penalty or we get a false start.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Mailata had that one last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Mailata, God love him, but, you know, I mean, you know, poor Merle's sitting there, you know, freaking out about the fact that, you know, you got to know that if they don't get into the neutral zone, it's not, you know, they're not offside.
Yeah, not offside. I didn't understand that. I'm clearly looking at this, and I'm like, nobody crossed into the neutral zone.
They just moved. They're allowed to move.
They're allowed to move.
Right. Well, yeah, because that's the whole thing about, you know, shifting so that you can try to, A, draw the offensive line into motion, or, B, to, you know, make the quarterback think about what his play is going to be. So,
mm-hmm.
But our offensive line seems to be constantly committing penalties in critical times during the game, and it didn't matter a whole lot last night because, you know, neither team really was, you know, laying it up. But in a game against, like, the Detroit Lions, we can't afford to be at first and 25.
Nope.
No, John, I don't know what else to say that other than the offensive line just has not been very good this year. They've been average, yeah. I think, at best. Been fine, I guess, mostly in pass protection. But they haven't. They've outside of, you know, the Giants game and a quarter here and a quarter there, they just haven't been able to run the ball. And you're right. The penalties last night were rough. You know, those were rough penalties. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. You know,
The only penalty they didn't call in our running game was the leg whip by Micah Parsons.
Which would have helped.
Yeah, that's supposed to be illegal, too. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
It is. You know, but he's a dirty player. So he likes to hit quarterbacks late and everything when he has the opportunity to put him when the receiver gets hit when he's undefendable, you know.
Yes.
Oh,
Indefensible, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Defenseless.
Yeah, not indefensible, yeah.
He does like that. He likes to, pick on the defenseless when he has the opportunity, so.
Yeah.
And he's a cowboy, am I right?
That's
true.
That is true, too.
Yep, thank you for bringing that up. Yep.
Thank you for the call, John. He is a Penn Stater.
He is.
215-592-9494.
That we tried to move heaven and earth to get.
We did.
Yes. Well, I would love to have that dirty player on our team.
One dirty player.
Yep.
Except when they spit on the opposing quarterback.
Oh, yeah, we don't need that. He's on our team, too.
Yeah.
He deflected two passes last night.
He did. Yeah, a couple plays.
A little disappointing, Jalen Carter here.
A little bit,
especially for a contract here.
I had him for Defensive Player of the Year.
I'm sure you lost that bet.
I'm sure that's in your FanDuel account.
Lost that bet.
Has Jordan Davis played since week 2? By the way.
Oh, dude.
Well, not since when was the Rams block?
The Rams block.
Was that 3 or 4? It told you right.
All I saw him last night was huffing and puffing on the sideline.
Yeah. Thanksgiving's coming.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not good.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, you know that means Black Friday's coming.
Yeah.
And National Appliance Warehouse, you don't have to wait for Black Friday for the Black Friday mega sale.
Because it's underway right now, Spike.
What?
Yep. And
this early?
I know. And it's crazy because they always say, Black Friday sales aren't what they used to be. It's not like it was back in the day. Well, that's not the case at National Appliance Warehouse, Mike.
It's even bigger.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
40% off, by
what?
The way.
No, that's I should have waited to get my entire kitchen.
Not everything, but certain brands. Yeah, 40% off.
Yeah, 40%.
So we always talk about you're going to get the best price at National Appliance Warehouse. They've leveraged their billions in buying power to get massive discounts, so they're getting big discounts. You have Price Assure, which, again, piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse, and the updates price tags all throughout the store. So you have that. You have Tax Free Delaware. Their showrooms are in Wilmington and Middletown. So you're going to get the right price. You're going to get the right appliance. They have over 100 brands.
15,000 square foot showroom.
50,000 square foot showroom. Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, Whirlpool, LG, all the big brands, whatever brand you could possibly need, they have at National Appliance Warehouse. And on top of all that, they have an industry-leading service team there to take care of you. You walk in, they greet you, you have a good time, you buy some great appliances, and you leave with a smile on your face. That's what happens at National Appliance.
Every time you say have a good time, I just imagine.
We're just having a good time.
Yeah, I imagine you're buying the stove or whatever and the microwave, and you're also partying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yep.
Confetti falls in the ceiling when you say Fritz sent you. All that good stuff.
Red carpet.
Yeah. So the Black Friday mega sale underway right now. So get to National Appliance Warehouse. You can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, Tom Fritz sent you.
So the defense yesterday, we've talked a lot about the defensive line. Jalen Phillips was great. Jalix Hunt was great. But also, N'Kobe Dean feels like he is at full strength. I didn't think we were going to see a full-strength N'Kobe Dean all year. When we heard about that injury seemed really bad last year, and he makes a big difference in the defense, N'Kobe Dean does.
Yeah, I think he understands the position. He's natural at the position. I think Zach Bond, when N'Kobe was out early, and Zach Bond and Jahad Campbell were sort of filling that role, I think – Zach Bond and Jahad Campbell, to me, really play the same position.
Yep.
Jahad Campbell would be best suited playing the role that Zach Bond plays next to a middle linebacker who is there to run sideline to sideline. And that's what N'Kobe does. He is a run stuffer. He knows that. He's looking to get downhill and play physical. He reacts to the pass, but his first instinct is to play run and go downhill.
Yeah.
And you need that mentality.
And then that puts – and, you know, it's just 1 year. I'm not that concerned about it. But Jahad Campbell played about half the snaps
last night. It's tough for him, man. I watched him.
Yeah, and at edge where he's not the edge that they need.
Well, here's the crazy part about that. He, at times, went in there to play edge, but he didn't rush the passer. So he was almost in there as an edge defender to set the edge as a run defender.
Which is not –
What it tells me, Spike, honestly, is that, and I was telling Jack this earlier, I like Jahad Campbell as a player. I really do. I told you I've compared him to Fred Warner. When they put him in his natural spot, he's going to flourish. So I don't like to harp on the fact that pass rushing isn't what he's best suited to do because it almost seems like you're knocking the kid.
Sure.
Right? It's something that he still needs to be developed at. It's just not natural to him. And everything the Eagles have done says this. They brought Brandon Graham back.
Right.
They went out and traded a third-round pick for Jalen Phillips. If they thought that highly of Jahad's pass rushing, they wouldn't have brought Brandon out of retirement, and they damn sure wouldn't have gave up a third-round pick.
Especially with N'Kobe coming back.
Right. Knowing that Jahad would have to fill that role. So I think they're trying to use him in roles that he can flourish in. But the bottom line is that he's going to have to make the most of his opportunities when he's out there.
Well, it just makes me wonder.
I still think he's a very good linebacker, though.
For sure. And
he's an off-ball linebacker.
And has had great moments so far this season. It just makes me think about, like, if his best spot is Zach Bond's spot, and we're thinking about next year, and N'Kobe Dean is a free agent.
Yeah.
Do you consider re-signing N'Kobe Dean? If you do, what happens to Jahad Campbell?
I don't know. He's not a middle linebacker, though.
Yeah.
So to me, either you re-sign N'Kobe or Nephew is your middle linebacker, Jeremiah.
And then what are you doing with Jahad Campbell? He's in there 20 snaps a game, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
think Jahad fell to them, and I think they realized he was the best player on the board.
Right.
Right? I know it was reports that they wanted to go up and get him. I just don't know if they really had the idea of where and how to use him completely. So it's really just you acquire the talent and then you figure it out afterwards. Now, he works the whole offseason on pass rushing, go to some pass rushing camps or what have you. But like you said, if Jalen Phillips is playing well, everybody's going to want to re-sign Jalen Phillips.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the Jalen Phillips playing well resets a lot of things.
Yeah.
You rethink what you're doing with – everybody has been just counting on re-signing Nolan Smith. If you re-sign Jalen Phillips, you're not signing Nolan Smith.
I don't think so. At least not to a big deal.
Well, no, not if you're also signing Jalen Carter.
Right.
Everybody can't get paid.
Yes.
You know, so – and then Quinyon Mitchell was great last night.
Mm-hmm.
He was great. He had a couple of really big pass breakups. He was right there. And he seems like – He's so good now. He gets away with that little that good cornerbacks get away with.
Little tug here and there.
Yeah.
He's get a little handsy at times.
Great player. Would love need an interception. But
Feels like our whole secondary, yeah.
Yep.
Like, does anybody get an interception over there anytime?
Yeah. I bet that we had CJ GJ last year. He got them all last year.
Yeah. He had a good game Sunday.
He did?
Oh, he did.
He did out in Chicago.
Yeah.
He started the foundation. He got high. He got re-signed back in the league.
Yes, he did.
Making plays again.
Yep. He's back. He's back.
The CJ GJ hive.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's out there. A lot of people still love CJ GJ.
Oh, yeah. He was the big shock of all the players that left. He was the one who's like, oh, no, we can't lose CJ GJ. And I didn't hear Drew McCuba's name at all, which is probably a good sign.
Yeah,
I saw Reed make a couple of plays.
Yeah.
You know.
I think Drew was like, you know what? I'm staying as deep as I need to stay. Nobody getting behind me.
Right. I don't want to be.
Yeah, you're not getting the ball thrown over my head again.
I don't want to be on Vic's tape on Mondays.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Jack, of course, the top
game
five
ball.
Of five game balls.
Yep. Gather around.
This is an interesting one.
It's a tough one.
Is it?
I think so.
Should be five defensive game balls.
Nah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Oh. Smitty gets one.
We'll see.
That's coming up. Yeah, I hope Smitty gets
it. Yeah. Anyone else on offense? You'll have to find out next.
That was a big play from Saquon.
Yeah.
The reception was.
I know.
It's a game changer.
It was.
All right.
We'll see.
All right. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.